Tonight's Shir, Simon Yud Aleph, Seif Tes, Yud, and Yud Aleph. Seif Tes. Yase Nekev Be'orech HaTalis. The hole through which you'll put the tzitzis should be made in the length of the talis. Lo lemala mishosh etzpaos, not higher than three etzpaos, three fingers, hainu gudolin, these are the thumb measurements. You can't make that hole higher than three etzpaos from the edge. Why? Because if it's higher than three etzpaos from the edge, it's no longer called the corner. It's called the body of the beged. V'lo lamata mikashir sheyesh mikesher gudol ad hatziporin. Nor can it be so close to the edge that it's within the space of the first knuckle of the thumb to the nail. Yishum shenemer al hakanaf, because the pasuk is al hakanaf, on the corner. From hayilamata mimlo kesher gudol, and if it's less than that space to by the edge, hayatachas hakanaf, that's called under the kanaf. These measurements are straight from the corners, not on a diagonal. So the halachic requirement is that the holes through which we pass the tzitzis are between the distance of the knuckle of the thumb to the nail of the thumb. That's the minimum height away from the edge. And it has to be less than three etzpaos from the edge into the garment itself. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Lamed Tes. Yase Nekev, you should make the hole, Kasev Beis Yosef writes, after Yesh Omrim the Yase Shnei Nekavim Kamot Seiri, even though there are those who say there should actually be two holes in the talus, like the letter, like the vowel Seiri, two dots, Vayatla Tzitzis Besochom, and then you put the tzitzit strings through the two holes. The yotzio son the tzad echod, and they come out on one side. He doesn't specify which side. The notes point out where the tzitzit's on the front. Ein lochus lozeh. Even though some say it, we don't deal with that. The habola hachmal atzma bekiyotze bezeh eino min hamachmirim ele min hatmatmin. And someone who wants to be strict on this is not being strict. He's not a machmir. He's a matmiah. What are you doing? The Mexic Yuhara, it looks like arrogance. Ad kan l'shon, that's the language of Beis Yosef. Ubach kosev, the Bach writes, the betalos katan yaseh shtei nekavim. The talos gadol, you should make one hole. The talos katan, you can make two holes. The bezelo mechzik yuhara, that's not, doesn't appear like Yuhara. Kivin shein nir l'kol, it's not something people see. V'chein kosev bekavono, sh'arizal no'akein, it's written in the Sefer Kavonos, that that was the Arizal's conduct. On the v'bir chayosef kosev shahed v'arash. But if you look in Chidos Bircha Yosef, he brings Eidos from the Maharash, Shem Rav Chaim Vital Aviv Lo Nohakein. Rav Chaim Vital, his father, did not do that. V'chein is Pashna Minig Medinas Poland, and that has become the Minig in Poland, on the Medinas Hager, of Ashkenaz Eino, again, it's not the Minig in Hager and Ashkenaz, V'nav Na Pashna, each place does what it does. Right, so now, as far as the measurements of how far off the Beged, so we talk about between the knuckle to the nail is the minimum. So basically you're going to put your finger against the garment and make sure the hole is higher up, and both sides we do it. And the other extreme, you want to make sure it's less than three fingers worth from the edge into the beged. So we talked about an etzba ranging from 2 to 2.4 centimeters in etzba, and you multiply that by 3. So ideally, these holes should be around 5 centimeters off of the edge. So I brought a centimeter ruler to measure. Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Mem. Be'oirich. You should make the hole be'oirich atalis. In the length of the talus, ayin lakama mishnah buah, sifkot nun beis, mashak sab l'sham. If you look ahead, sifkot nun beis, ultimately, we check the oirich and the roichav. We do both directions. We make sure on both the length and the width of the beged that it should be that distance, that range between the knuckle to the end of the thumb to the three etzpaos. It should be from both ways we look at it. But we're not measuring off the corner on the diagonal. Sifkan memalaf lo lamal megimel. It shouldn't be higher than three etzbaos from the edge. Why is that? The lamikri kanaf abeged el abeged. That's not the kanaf. That's not the corner anymore. That is the beged. V'atara kasva. The pasuk says al kanafe big dehem. Put it on the corner of your garment. V'ayin veis Yosef shekasav deshol shetzbaos betsimsum mutul laharchik v'lasos achach hanekav sham. The Beis Yosef says you can actually measure exactly three etzbaos and put the hole right there. For Harvey Poskim Chokim, the other Poskim disagree. With Sfilu de Mekivan, the Harvey Gimel etzbaos, they hold once you've reached three etzbaos, su beged mikri lo kanaf. That's already beged and not corner. That's why we want to make sure that the hole is always within three etzbaos, not at the three etzba mark. Don't go to that point. Make sure it's a little bit less. Kaze Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham writes, Im osa hanekev lamala mishalosh, if you made the hole higher than three etzbaos, it's too high. Afal pishe kishakasher hatzitzis osa chutin shalabegit kitzorim, even though when I put the tzitzis in, the strings pull the beged, v'niskaplu hakanofos, so the corner folds, v'ulamata migimos, and now it's within three, poso, that's no good. You take a taz gadol, and if the hole was too far into the beged, so you pull the string in such a way that the beged folds, and now it's within three because I shrunk it up, right? That doesn't help. You look at the unfolded material, and that's how you determine its length. Because the fact of the matter is, you have in that corner already the point where you're in the beged. What happens if I made sure that the hole was above the kesher agudol? It was above the distance between the knuckle and the end of the thumb. By the kesher, but because I tie it tight, niskapel habeged atchupachas mi kesher agudol. The space of the material shrinks, and now I don't have a kesher agudol. It's less than that distance from the hole to the edge because I tied it and I crumpled, I folded the beged. Kush, that's okay. Because you do have the shear of that you're supposed to have. You have the proper amount. So the fact that the material could bunch up when I put my tzitzis on it does not change the size and the location of that hole. If the hole is in the wrong place, it doesn't become better because I bunch up the material. If the hole is in the right place, it doesn't get ruined if I bunch up the material. And there's a diuk that some want to make that this bunching up of the material is only b'dievet. L'chadchila, it should be like this, where the material does not bunch up, where the knot is not pulling on the material, but the material should lay flat. And this state, I've seen talesim that were literally folded up in the knots like this. That's not l'chadchila. L'chadchila, it should be that the garment should be able to fold out, and then you make the knot, and it doesn't pull on the material of the tops.
It still has to be tight enough so when it hangs, it won't hang off. For it's the drush al kanfei, it won't fall off.
Well, that you may have to move wherever. But yeah, it stays. The point is that we'd prefer to keep the material without folds. Sivkan membeis. Hainu gudolim. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, it shouldn't be higher than three etzbaos from the edge. And the Ramah says that means gudolim. Ayin le'el simen sivkan yutes. We talked about sivkan yutes. It's the width of the thick part of the thumb between the knuckle and the end of the thumb, which is either 2 to 2.4 or 2.5 centimeters. The Malbim writes, the best way to measure three etzbaos is to line up your fingers, the Amma, Kamitza, and the Zeres. That means the pinky and the next two fingers next to it, and line those up together, Hasmucha Zeleza, one next to each other. Sifkad Mem Gimel. She'eno Nikra Kanaf. The problem of doing it too high into the garment is that's not Kanaf anymore. It's not the corner, that's the Beged. Uma'akiv, Afilim B'dievet. It ruins the talus, even B'dievet. Vafilim La'ach She'osa Bo Tzitzis. And even after I made the Tzitzis, Vafilim Achuya Achas. Even if it was just one tying around, I made the knot and I tied it around, and then I realized this is not good. Chatach benekev she'ilu tzislamata. So what he does is, he puts a slit. He cuts where the hole is, so that the tzitzis will get lower down. The hole was made too high into the garment. And he put the tzitzis through already, tied a knot already, and he starts winding. And he goes, this is too high. So he takes a knife, and he cuts the material of the talus by the hole, to make the hole larger, essentially. And the tzitzis should go down to be more on the corner instead of the beged. That's not good. Yeah. You can't do that. You have to make that hole larger before you put the strings in, not after you put the strings in. V'odin ibcha, the same is true the opposite. Keshetalon toch kesher agudo. What happens if I put my tzitzis on the garment and the hole was too close to the edge? It was too close to the edge. And then chotech lamal bebeged, so I cut from the hole higher into the garment. The hala had tzitzis lamal mekesh agudo. Then I lift up the tzitzis that I already put in, so it's now further from the edge. And the tafel lamata, and then I will sew something underneath it. Otol lamata al kanaf. I'll put another patch of material on the corner. Havigam kentasam rasi. It doesn't help. When I put the strings on the garment, it was too low. The fact that now I extend the hole and move it up, that's not going to help. It's tasam rasi. Talis shel tzemer shahayisam mitzuyetzes kihilchasa. Let's say you have a wool talis, and all the tzitzis were done properly. Everything's in the right place. Everything's done kahalocha. Everything's done lishma. Then they find in the gadil shel meshi, this gadil is something we describe later in Sefer Aleph. It's like a hem or fringe, like these fringes on the talus, going around the edge of the talus. And usually it's silk. This is a gadil of meshi. It's silk. But they discovered that there were chutin shel pishtin. There were linen strings mixed in with the silk on this wool talis. They had to take all these fringes off the talis. The proper thing to do is to undo all the tzitzis and retie them. So the source of this is a ber hetiv. I looked in ber hetiv. The source of the ber hetiv is a tshuva's Ginnis v'Rodim. I looked in the Ginnis v'Rodim, and the Ginnis v'Rodim says like this. The talis was made 100% kosher. But they discovered there was shatnez on the fringe. It's not a question of distance from the edge. Everything was done perfect. It was shatnez on the edge, on the fringe. So they had to remove the shatnez. Does the fact that the beged was usher to wear because of shatnez create a tassiv lomana also on the tzitzis strings? And he says, Pasha's not. It's nothing to do with it. The tzitzis was done kalocha. The tzitzis was done properly. Everything's right. You can't wear the beged because of shatnez. Get rid of the shatnez, you can wear the beged. One has nothing to the other. So he says, really, it should be 100% fine. But he concludes that, you know what, maybe it's a shayla. He goes through why it shouldn't be tassav and asui, because really it's totally independent of each other. There's no psul in the tzitzis. And then he says, it's kedari b'machmir l'chat chila. And redo the strings. But b'di'evet is zichur good. His lashon is l'chat chila tzvoy l'hachmir. B'di'evet is zichur good. This is not tassav and asui. That's a chumen tassav and asui. But the case of Tassel is the case we decided a second ago. When you put the strings on the wrong spot, and then you change the hole. That's Tassel Lamanasi. Here, everything is done right. It happens to be. There's a separate isser that this happens to be shanis. Get rid of the shanis, and the scissors are fine. It says, L'maisa l'chatchili should be machmir to take off the strings too. Again, I don't know how practical it is, but in the lomdus of Tassel Lamanasi, it's just a chilish to take it so far that even that should be considered. His lashon is, because it was usher to wear the beged, it sits as kamisha ain and dumb. It's as if they're not there. So he didn't put scissors on it. Sivkat and memdad, velo lamata v'chulum. The scissors shouldn't be too close to the edge. Uma'akiv afidev. Again, this is also ma'akiv. So both are shi'urim or ma'akiv. You cannot fulfill the mitzvah if it's too far from the edge or too close to the edge. V'nirli shemekom ha'nekiv yegamkin l'malam ishir zeh. I believe the hole itself has to be above this amount. That's also ma'akav. So don't make the hole on the mark. The hole should be above the distance between the knuckle and the end of the nail. Sivkat memhei mikashir v'chulu posh zegam kem esherim ba'adam beni. Again, this is measured by the average person, the distance from the edge to the hole. Sivkat memvav anitziprom until the nail. Malkam hashav l'abos, it's where the nail is equal to the flesh, because in theory you could grow your nails real long. We don't look at that. We don't look at the extended nail. We look at it up to the flesh. Sefka mem zayin v'yoysher. The measurements are straight measurements off the corner. Perish misfas habegid moedin v'yoysher. From the edge of the garment you measure straight. Hagimel espaos to three fingers. V'chein hashir de kesher gulden. The same is true with the shear of the knuckle to the end of the thumb. We do both directions from both edges of the corner. For the Kamam B'Sof Sif Yud, like we say in the end of Sif Yud. They Moedin Hashiurim Ba'alachson. We do not measure on the angle from the corner. Shalachson Mismat Hamedid Le'erch Shtechu Chamashin. If you're going to measure on the angle, you're going to change the amount 2/5 on the hypotenuse. So we don't deal with that. We just deal with measuring off the sides. Sif Yud Im Hoya Rachok Mehakonef Malokesher Gudol. If you made the hole and the tzitzis far enough from the edge beyond the distance of the length from the knuckle to the end of the thumb. V'nitku michutei ha'erev atzal nishabo kashir. And then the threads on the bottom of the garment start to unravel. The weft threads come out, and now you don't have the proper size anymore. It shrunk. Now it's less than kesher agudo. The din is kasher. That's okay. When you put the tzitzis on, it was fine. That's fine. There's a minig that people have to sew a hem, if you will, around the hole to prevent it from tearing. You'll end up closer to the edge. They all have it. If you look in the holes, they always put a small little hem around it to make sure it shouldn't tear. Give it a little extra strength. And similarly, they'll also put a hem on the bottom of the garment. They had time for the same reason. They don't want it to tear the other way. So if you take a look at this Toskot, there's a nice thick hem going on both edges to make sure this doesn't tear up and you lose the distance. The talus, they don't always have it, but they have like this extra piece of material. You double the material to strengthen it that way. So we don't want it to tear from either direction. We don't want it to tear from the hole down. We don't want it to tear from the bottom of the beged up, to keep it in the right spot. Yesh, some say, shebetoch roichav ha-beged ein lo shir, that we don't worry about where the hole is on the width of the beged, only the length of the beged. But yesh, or others say, shedin roichav ha-beged ein oich, we treat the width like the length of the yon hadverim, and that seems appropriate. That's why when he started the halacha off in Tess, he says, yasin nekev ba-oich ha-talos. He didn't mention the roichav. We keep saying it's the same thing. Mishnah Berurah keeps saying the same thing. Because it's based on this halacha and yud, where he says some say we don't worry about the roichav, but others say we do, and that's what you should follow near and devrayim. We look at the oirich and the roichav. Mishnah Berurah sifkad mem ches, v'nitku, v'chulu. You put the tzitzis in the right place, but the garment begins to unravel below. V'hu adin im nikra b'hanekev, the same is true if the hole would rip, which is more common. Achai de'zel u'nisha b'kashir. So now, if you look at it, the tzitzis are hanging very close to the edge. V'afilu nasis atekef acher chulya harishona imakesher. Even if this happened almost right away, Nebuch, he was making the tzitzis, he tied the first knot, he started wrapping around, and then it tears. K'mesanachar, say close by, it's fine. And people ask me all the time, they show me a talus and it's ripped. It's literally ripped down within a centimeter from the edge. It's okay. As long as it was made in the right spot when it was made, if it got caught on something and ripped later on, at that point, we don't look at the shear anymore, it's fine. Sifkan memtes michutei erev, if the threads of the weft start unraveling, mamela nismat erech ha-beged is eso, the length of the beged is limited, it becomes shrunk. Lufimashe yivor b'samach huadin nismat ha-beged b'rochov, and we're going to say the same thing is true if the beged shrunk on the width, because we make no distinction between the length and the width. Sifkan nun, since b'shar, at the time when you made it, everything was fine. The pasuk says, "V'asu lehem tzitzis al kanfei bigdehem." Make the tzitzis on the corner of your garment. Loik be the Torah ella shebishas asiya you al hakanaf v'la'achach. The Torah's concern is that when you make it, it should be on the kanaf. We're not worried about what happens afterwards. But a davka oisin hatzitzis shenitlu behechsher. This is specifically referring to the tzitzis that were hung properly. But now, if I take those strings out and I want to put in new tzitzis strings, this is a new asiyah. That would be possible as you sew it back up. Because come on, simintes, ayin sham, like we learn later on at simintes. In other words, when you made the tzitzis, they're good, that's fine if it rips later. But if you take those strings off and put new strings on, you better sew it up first, because now the hole is much lower down, it's no good. So if you're left with less than the amount, it doesn't bother us, whether it's because the bottom of the garment came off or whether it's because the hole ripped. After b'di'evit kasher, B'dieved, it's kosher if the hole rips, but you should make the hem that it shouldn't happen because you don't want people to see and think it's possible. Not everyone is aware of the halachas. So you make a hem around the holes, you make a hem around the edge. You shouldn't be in a position where people will look and say, hey, what's going on with your tzitzis? The halachas is fine, but it's nice to convince people that it's fine. It's hard to sell because they don't know the halachas. They think it's a problem. Sefkadun beis, yesh amishe b'toch v'chulu. Some people say there's only an oirich habeged issue, not a roichef habeged. And others say, no, it's roichef and oirich, and it's all the same. That's the halacha. What are the people who say it's only an oirich habeged, not the roichef? The sphere who they hold. The ikar shem kanaf, the main point of the corner, the name of the corner, shaykh al-safra ha-tachton shel oirich habeged, refers to the bottom edge of the length of the garment. Loy al roich habeged. It doesn't refer to the width of the beged. What's the length and what's the width? Roich habeged karui, mashem alubish po adam komasor roshol raglav. The width is the distance that's being covered by the garment from your head to your feet. The oirich habeged karui mashem is atif po, whereas the length is what you wrap up in. The derech of ituf uba oirich, because the derech of ituf is by the length. It's a fascinating way of looking at it. We always say the length is the longer and the width is the shorter. So he's saying you hold the shorter to your height and the longer to your width, and you wrap yourself up like that. Now, the notes point out from the Vaz, that's not how we wear talis katan. When we put on a talis katan, the length of the talis katan is to our height, and the width of the talis katan is to our width. It's opposite of this. He says, because we wear our talis katan under our clothing. But imagine if you did an atifa on your talis katan. How are you doing a talis katan? You hold it the other way. You hold it up to its length, and the width of the talis katan is your height, and then you wrap yourself up in it. That's what he's describing here. So they're saying the ikar of the beged is the oirich, not the roichev, and therefore we only care about the hole in the context of the oirich, not the roichev, not the width, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah is describing it, the way it was explained. If you, in fact, would do an atifa, if you'd wrap yourself up in your talis katan, so then you'd make sure the roichev is to your height and the oirich is to your width, and you'd wrap yourself up in it. That's not how we happen to wear our begadim. Sefka nun gimel ein lo shir. So they held that the roichev doesn't have a shir. Hainu lamata, how close to the edge? The yochalasa afila pas mikesha goda. You can make it even up until the edge. Avlamal megimel tzpos pas, but even according to this view, you couldn't be more than three etzpos away from the edge. It just means it could be close to the edge from that one side. The halacha makes no difference. We make sure on both sides, the oirich and the roichev, that it's more than a kesher goydel. So if you're aleph, im hagedil shekoyrin ori liza hu rachav, if the gedil, which we call ori liza, which is basically fringes, was wide, lo yata bar tzitzis, we don't put the tzitzis by the fringe. Vim hidl apos, if you did, the beg is posel. Dal kafe bigdeim ksiv, the posik says it has to go on the corner of the garment, it's an ein nech shem beg, that's not part of the beged. It does contribute to the distance from the knuckle of the thumb away from the edge, or three etzbos away, since the nekev, the hole is in the garment. The Rama says you should measure from the edge without the fringe, but it should be within three etzbos with the gadil. This fringe is causing all kinds of problems. Do you count it? Don't you count it? Where do you put the hole? Mishnah Berurah Sefkad Nun Dat Shekoren Ori Liza. Haynu Mashem Minichin Ketzas Chutish Hasiblo Erev. This is when you have the threads of the warp without the weft. Ubesof Orgim at the end when they weave it. So they take it and either you let it hang or they'll tie it up into knots. V'yesha Kasu Zel Mashonu Koronu Suboshenu Krikus. Some people say it's what we call Krikus, which is the end, the weave, ein chilik bein megdil hu'b'orchebeged. The orchebeged makes no difference if this is in the length or width of the beged. It's going to create an issue about where to put the hole. Sifka nun hev hu'rochev, if it's wide, shu yosim ilo kesha godol, essentially these fringes are larger or longer than the distance from the knuckle to the end of the thumb. Dim lo kem b'lav hachi posel k'nok, because otherwise it's going to be posel anyway. Sifka nun vav gimel etzbos, and you want to measure your three etzba'os, you don't want to put the hole more than three etzba'os away from this. So the Ramah says, measure without the gedil, below gedil. The megedil roch of shtei etzpos of shalosh yachduk mitzvah. So if the gedil was two or three etzpos, cut him off. V'adinim chutei hashasi bolton below air for air below shasi. Same is true if you had threads of the warp without weft or weft without warp. Yeshafikim on the minis of shiloh. Does it count? V'alkein yachduk chasam v'makom hakanaf. Just cut them off at the corners. V'alkein svasa tal shalosh shakaron shlak. So our edge of the talus that we call shlak, and this in the bottom is the hem. Ein bo chutei arugim shtivei. We don't put any of these weft or warp threads hanging loose. Yachtoch osam kantos atalos, cut them off before you put the kaidim hatalos at tzitzis, cut them off before you put the tzitzis on, the makam haknofis on the corners.